As many of you know, I like to cook. In fact, cooking is still very much a part of my life. If you would have asked me years ago what the Holy Trinity was, I would answer, the Holy Trinity is the vegetable trio of onion, celery, and carrots. But they must be specially cooked to make a flavoring. You will find it in hundreds of Cajun and Southern regional dishes, plus Mexican, Spanish, Italian, French, and even Vietnamese. Trinity must be cooked religiously. Anything less is a sin. Learning to cook is all about finding the right combination of ingredients, flavor, and textures that not only fill the stomach, but soothe and nourish the soul. Since my ordination to the priesthood, I have proclaimed a very different kind of Trinity, whose grace brings flavor, richness, and fullness of life. Redemption and the most infinite love we will ever experience, that is the true essence of our existence, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our true God is the right combination of ingredients, flavors, and textures, where pure love, harmony, and self-gift help but pour out into all of creation and invites us who are made in the image and likeness of God to experience their inner life and divine grace. It is said best when the priest or deacon pours the water and wine into the chalice during the offertory. He says, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. We are called to be divine. We are called to holiness and virtue. We are called to be one with our God. And we are called to communion with the most holy Trinity. However, the ingredients of salvation would not have the right balance unless this communion and union also simmered, stirred, and brought to boil in our relationship with one another. We are meant for one another. We are meant for relationship. We are called to be the body of Christ, the church, united in love to the vine, which is Christ. The fullness of life is realized. My priesthood has been very blessed by the relationship that has seasoned my life and ministry over the years. I cannot help but think of Father Dick Sullivan, my first pastor after ordination at St. James in Elizabethtown. His kindness, humility, generosity, and joy helped me through my early years of priesthood. Those early years are very important because they help set your ministry for the years ahead. I will always be grateful, and Father Dick continues to be a good friend. After serving the people of St. Bartholomew and St. Ignatius in Louisville for many years, the Holy Spirit led me to St. Gregory here in St. Louis, where I served the last 3 years. I have been touched by those who serve our parish in ministries, who generously offer their time and gifts with constancy and grace. Christmas, Easter, special celebrations and funerals can be an extra effort for everyone who serves, and all of you have been there during the quiet times and in the busy times. The servers, the extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist, the parish choir, the lectors, the sacristans, the hospitality ministers, the altar society, for your faithful service to God and for our people. To the parish pastoral council and the finance and administration committee, to Terry Luckett, Tim Hutchins, and Benita Riggs, God bless her. She has been on the finance committee for 17 years. Seems like for life. Thank you for offering yourself to serve our parish in this important way. Leadership is very challenging, and all of you have been very open and diligent in moving forward with both faith and good judgment. To our formation and hospitality committees, thank you for your willingness to learn, to educate, and to serve our parish. Thank you. Trish Hart, Malene, and Ronero, and Dennis Rausch. You serve this parish with great enthusiasm. There were times when you felt that you were in it alone, but you did not give up. And for that, I am grateful. To our picnic committee, Laura Binkley and Danny and Terry Fogel, thank you for stepping up and chair this important committee. You and your whole family have been at all of our weekend masses, not just one, but all three, ever since we started to sell chances. I admire your dedication and love for St. Gregory. Thank you, thank you. To our parish staff and team, it has been a genuine pleasure working with you these past 3 years. I cannot thank you enough for the many times that you have given me advice, helpful correction, encouragement, and good laugh or a needed hug. Your professionalism, service, and faithfulness to the people of the parish is humbling. My sincere prayers and thanks to all of you during this time of transition as I leave and as Father King soon arrives. And finally, to you, the good people of St. Gregory, I offer to you my sincere thanks for your faithfulness to God and to our parish. In good times and in bad, you are God's beloved people, and he holds each and every one of you in his arm. Thank you for believing in the sun when it was cloudy. Thank you for offering words of peace in time of discord. Thank you for your prayerful presence when we gather as church and throughout our community. Thank you for embracing hope in times of confusion. Thank you for sharing your strong Catholic faith yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Your commitment to charity and prayer, your donation to Vietnam missions over the last several years since I've been here surpasses $20,000. And as of today, we still have $17,000 waiting to be sent to Vietnam. Your work for peace and justice, and your stout belief in the resurrection and new life. The kingdom of God is in our midst. It has grown each and every time that you and I have made a conscious choice to love and forgive. For me, after I arrived 3 years ago, I realized the giftedness of our parish and our potential at our first parish picnic together. It was phenomenal and amazing. I was deeply touched by everyone helping out and pitching in. It was a little taste of heaven. And I said to myself, this is what this community is all about. I was so proud to be your pastor, and I want to thank you for your generosity and goodwill throughout my time with you. May we always stay united through our faith, united in our love for the Lord Jesus, and give glory to the Most Holy Trinity by loving and honoring one another. Please pray for me, as I will surely pray for you and this vibrant faith community of St. Gregory. Remember, the Trinity must be cooked religiously. Anything less is a sin.